And sometimes it'd take days to, you know, find all of them. Although there wasn't a great big lot of cattle of ours over there, but they scattered, you see, over hundreds of acres of open range.
We used to call our cattle coins, like that down where I'm from. Now sheep, the male was a, the male sheep.
Well, of course we had male sheep and we had female, you know. We kept what we called the bucks, you know, that was the male that, you know, bred your ewes, you know.
Ewes.
That was a job I despised, assuring him that wool off of him. It took a right smart of bathing to get that odor off of you, you know. And another job we had with that wool was them sheep, they got cuckleburrs in that wool.
Carved out.
We had to pick that out, them cuckleburrs, you know. At least their daddy had us to. I don't know whether that was made it sell any better or not, but I have picked cuckleburrs out of wool many a times after supper at night. When I was a kid.
Did you have a carder?
Beg your pardon?
Sir, did you have a carder? Card.
Did you, oh yeah.
Carry combs, didn't you?
Are you talking about a carry comb that you carried them with?
Well, didn't you have something that you could use to clean the wool, card it?
Well, no, no, we didn't. We had what was called cards that we made carded cotton with to make our quilts. But we didn't, you know, use them in the wool. But the best I remember, we sold all the wool we ever sheared off of our sheep. And what we got for that, I can't tell you because I was too young to remember that for back. I mean, the price of it, I mean.
Yes. Did you have a place where maybe near, well, where would you keep all the animals? Could you tell me?
Where did we keep all the animals?
Yeah, did you have a place where the horses could stay?
We had, yes. We had always kept our horses separated. Well, now, let me make this plain. We was we kept mules instead of horses. We never owned very many horses during my lifetime. It was mules, and mules is pretty mean to run stock. Other stock, you know, like cattle or sheep. And we kept our mules separated from all that stock.
Kept them in stables.
Well, in lots, corrals.
Did you have a covered place where they could go?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. We did the mules. Now, you see, a mule is just as important back then as a tractor is today. But for instance, if you got a mule crippled up in a busy time, well, you took that pretty serious, just like you would if your car broke down, you see, or your tractor. There's one of the things my dad would always caution us boys about if he was going off